Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings. TikTok life is. Yeah, I know it's not a must that you watch, you must go TikTok. You can still go tick, 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 tick. If you can even go talk, 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 talk. But the dynamism is same. I mean, Asiko, they always work. Our time is always on the move, you know. But there's a time we are right now that's giving me joy. But I think there is a deep understanding we must have of the times we are, because we're already in it. It is not a thought. It is a reality. And you see, the difference between a thought and a reality is the fact that the limitations of life are shown in our realities, but ideas, those ones no get idea no gets ending now. Ah, almost I feel like he fly reach 27th floor of that building. Make a yours, you understand? Now, if you really wish it, you can start designing whatever will get you there. Well, it's easy to say, but it's harder to do. Hence, reality being the king. You understand? Because I can't say anything now. But African Renaissance is the topic. And I have just released a trailer right now. You understand? And it's because of the experiences I've been having, you know, for some years now. I'm an educated person, you know, UNILAG trained engineer, civil engineer, Ivy League school in Nigeria, you know, greatest of the greatest of the greatest we be for Akoka. As a cockite, rather. So, but you know, I've said on my podcast that when I still now go outside into the community, I see a lot of things I have no knowledge about. So, what's not the essence of the educated I am? Because I'm uneducated when it comes to those things. And this is what I'm now trying, you know, to explain to us that we must find a synergy between the two. Because some time ago, I met Bilal Usman. He's actually on my runnings. You understand? The bone healer of the Mabila. You will hear him speak there. It's the only time I've actually seen that guy. That was the first time I've seen him. That's the last time I've seen him. I have a video of him on my TikTok to really show his standing, you know, and his movements. And I'm just, you know, recapping this here because we must gather our updates of confirmations. People know more than I do. I know that for a fact. But Bilal Usman was someone that said he was in an accident, an Okada accident. The person he was carrying died. He was in Gobi for over a year. He had spent 1.6 million. He now went back to Taraba to meet his uncle, who is a bone healer. And it was there that he got the healing that he was, you know, he could now walk and, you know, he could do things. And he talked about, you know, his methods. Now, it's ironic for me and unique for me too in my own way, because equally, now, the jewel of Njomi is in the deleted Silenzo's parliament. This is also, the one I published is a parliament as a running, but that was on Spotify. But I wasn't getting anything for it. They were packaging it exclusive and telling me stories. And I'm doing the work. I'm the one marketing it. They are just one stagnant platform. They are releasing some data now, me, that you are telling that they are clapping for me. You are telling me my podcast is spiritual, you understand, and is religious. And I now don't know that religion is the opium of the people. Are you insane? But all of them are together, even this Acast. Once I tire, I go still pack. You see, it does not stop. Now follow come, be ability. You understand? But what Roland said there, you understand, is how he got shot. He was taken to the hospital. One Richard that was Uber guy that was the God, that God used as his God, took him to Njomi. And he said how the bullets, 22 bullets, that, you know, I think local guns, pellets, were removed from, you know, his hip. I saw him using crouches and I saw him still, you know, little by little gaining. I haven't seen him for some time. That was last year, 2023. And I keep asking myself, when we always hear of these miracles, because they are medical miracles. If you hear my trailer, you will hear what Aziz said with just leaves. After I had been to the hospital to spend a lot of money, with just leaves, how they were able to cure him. And now, like, if this wisdom is, you know, known Why is it hidden? Now, what really shocked me the most, and I'm just telling you people straight from my soul, really, because as it be in IME, they always talk about, because it's reality that I deal with. I do not deal with concepts. Now, yesterday particularly, no, I recorded that this one yesterday, right? Yeah, as is our day for yesterday. Now, what beats me is when I get home and I ask my mom that, really, what do you know about, you know, birth control with, you know, traditional methods? And she told me she has an experience of someone that had a ring, and that while the lady was wearing the ring, she didn't give birth. But when she removed the ring, she did give birth. You know? What I'm now saying is, and I'm like, but all these things are true. She says, yeah. See, but, and what she told me was, it's actually because we are educated and we are in the cities. That's why we do not really know of the happenings of these things. And I'm like, why can God give us sense? And we now say that despite the sense that God has given us working, it is some other people's sense that all of us will queue up to go and start following, despite its failings that we are seeing. I have had critical medical issues, and it was Lagos State General Hospital in Lagos Marina. In fact, I recommend it for anybody. It's not about money. It's about, you know, quality of healthcare. And, I mean, they asked me permission before they took me now. They explained everything to me, you understand, encouraged me, gave me sense. It was just more than just that package. There's value in Africa. There's value in Nigeria that I know. I'm alive now. Thank God. Now, but what I've also equally found is the fact that there are traditional ways that are much easier, more straightforward, very organic, that actually, you know, do the same result. And what beats me is the fact that in this President Bola Ahmed Tinubu's administration, I know Muyi Aino. We went to FGC Lawyer together. And I've actually done a podcast, and I've told him that, look, in you resolving this primary healthcare, you must add the traditional healthcare services, collate it. And you see, if they don't want, because you see, I found out, and I am insisting that it's a rebirth of us, and that the newer generations now are assimilating faster. Their belief system is different from ours. You understand? And Omo men, their confidence in themselves, in their abilities, you understand, is showing everywhere. Their spirit is aware. The Renaissance is alive. You understand? And here's what really makes me laugh. Renaissance is a French word for rebirth, right? But in their claim of French Renaissance, since it's a word in French, they said it saw the revolutions in many intellectual and social scientific pursuits and the introduction of modern banking, you understand, best known for, what was this, artistic developments. That's the definition of Renaissance. And I'm like, artistic development, they're a failure in it now. They have only just gaslighted their, you know, what do you call it? If you look at the history, available history, artistic history, you will find that the Europeans and Americans, they do not have any value. They tell you Mona Lisa, one painting of, you know, prehistoric times. They now give it all sorts of coloration of value. Meanwhile, the real artifacts are those stolen, you understand, from Africa. These are facts. So is it time, what I'm just saying is, it's time we take stock of where we are so that we can plan adequately our future. And I must still state, even in this podcast, that, you know, my president in Nigeria, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has been identified as a puppet by other Africans, with me myself calling him that, a puppet. You cannot really, I can't understand why my president cannot see the Renaissance of us as it is like this, and is always chasing the failed establishments that we are seeing. You see, the fact that the establishments are failed is not me saying it. It is them confessing it. We are seeing Americans, Europeans complaining nonstop about all these atrocities. They have turned them to slaves, and you know, they are saying it's capitalism, whereby it is godism of others. Look, their banking that they said there was a renaissance, it's a big fraud. How can you come up with a system whereby for me to better my life, I borrow 1 million, you understand, from you, and you put all the harsh conditions on me, and you now find out that from borrowing 1 million, I can end up paying 50 million, and you are still finding something else, and you say that is a life that Nigeria wants to follow. You see, if President Bola Ahmed Tinubu does not have organic solutions, when we leave, we do organic solutions. And there's another thing I want to leave on this particular episode of our rebirth, you understand? Africa born again, is this. Nobody, no president can sell land to anybody. I read that they have, UAE is trying to buy some land. The emirs of evil. Because you are emirs of evil now. If all that nonsense that is happening in Palestine does not concern you, what value can you give Africa? UAE is having a biz. Meanwhile, all of una, ordinary small film they show now, and I will say una, they ban. You leave all the banning, you they ban. All of them are saying they don't want Africans to come, but you want to own things in Africa. I don't really understand. Just like you people saw the film of that Chinese supermarket, you will see many films. We are born again. I know they follow una. I know they say that they talk one thing. I am just asking my fellow Africans, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest, let's update. Let us, if you go to a caregiver that is traditional, you understand, and it works for you, gaslight that person. Glory, gaslight the person, light the person, glory, may everybody they go there. You understand? Now, Hukwaku, and we are ready to share. Because some of these leaves, and believe you me, some people know leaves. My mama, they tell me, say, because of Simeon Abota. The thing they always even annoy me, say, they relate to me as butter. And at this nonsense school, I go. I see my own children where I'm born. They go, they speak English. I look and say, you never go Yankee before. Now, yeah, it's this. I need to localize. Localize your bikino. Cannot be all this. These people, they can, like, look at all the issues. I hear my president in the Netherlands. Wake up, any. They are always talking of technology to grow food. They don't have land. We have land. So our ambitions cannot be the same. I am seeing banana that is not looking like banana now. I am seeing people are complaining. They are giving them bread that they have put chemicals inside. Meanwhile, we are organic in nature. We get arable land. We must take stock of what we have. We cannot start to, you know, just carry their solution. You understand that kind of thing? We have rain in abundance. We have sun in abundance. God has blessed us. We are the Eden they are talking about. So why are our leaders always finding solution where there's no solution? They will say we cannot use our money. There's a way we must use their money. They are even advertising that they will recolonize us. But I thank you youths for chasing them. But I really think Nigerian youths, African youths, you are about the slowest youths in the world. I swear, no, not get action like that. How many seconds they chase person? Eh? How many seconds did they take una to chase person? Person una don't identify as evil. Una constantly try show evil understanding. No. You see, to deal with evil, you will shift and first. When you shift and when they talk, you will feel they wear face mask, make the smell not reach you. When they can't really understand their true position, I think we can make, you know, progress from there. But what I'm asking with this podcast is we take stock. We take stock of our value, not based on any English, but on our, that, you see that local, they insult us, that primitive they call us. Yes, we must embrace it. We must embrace our primitive nature. Because despite the data of life expectancy, God still give us life well. And as long as I say, we know them and their diseases. Because when you put additive, I go add something, put two now. You understand? But we are much more simpler. We are organic in nature. We have lots of natural varieties. So please, it is high time. You understand? We take stock of who we truly are and where we are. What is working for us so that we can adequately plan our future. And on to the, like I was saying before, nobody can sell you African land. You can only lease it. You can only lease land in Lagos. Once you pay like this, they give you expiry date. Because the land does not belong to anybody that is signing for you. It's ancestral. Land is ancestral, not your papa get. You meet her for Denny and you go live farm. So say you can't get 1 trillion, you can't give one president that time. Guy, when men show, if no belize, you show, say hey, go expire, make they calm down. Say you say they buy for you, they go uproot you. New. I am giving it out. We must claim what is ours. We are not playing this year. I say we not grieve for anybody. Say, I didn't confirm, Amni. Omo. Let me say, Jesus, he come, eh? No, grieve born again. Omo, forget. The born again, now nah, I don't show. Because really, really, like, Daniel, eh? We no be anybody bail. Omo, move on. Another person that is ready to deal with us on a better level of with us. You understand? It's coming. You shift. I know they like one thing. I bear when I make hurricane. Even my president, all of this, they will say investor. What do you really want an investor to come and do? Okay, let me just play this. Mineral resources now. It is now for the youths of other African countries, you understand, to take stock. What I'm asking is we need to accumulate, you understand, update ourselves on about us. You see, in Nigeria right now, government, my president has actually been to Qatar with the Minister of Mine, my minister, Dr. Alake, I think I'm right. Now, and they are waiting for Qatar. But what's making me laugh? As a Nigerian knowing Nigerians, is that, you see, even if Qatar should come and take some 3 years to set up one thing now, I swear you down, whatever they will be able to produce will be small inside what we are presently producing. Because yes, it might not be one gigantic, beautiful edifice that is shitting the minerals out. But the number of locations that they are shifting the minerals out, I swear, some countries that have all these mechanized matter, no, they shift the volume. And I see the last one time that they caught some people trying to shift trailer. Now, imagine how many trailers leaving how many locations. And I still keep insisting that why do you not put a framework to all this? Because it is worked for them. You must address the structural issue, not management issue. You cannot manage what has no structure. That means it is not regulated. And you keep telling them this. And this is another thing with my Yawa, with my daddy, President Bola Tinubu. When you have only people in your age group surrounding you, your opinion becomes myopic. It's a world that has those that they gave birth today, those that are 1 year old. Every year is represented. And you are the leader of all. You are not only the leader of us in Nigeria, you're also the leader of us in diaspora. And I really think the problem is the fact that he does not really see his own value. Because when his henchmen is saying we are not really rich, then he has missed the point. Whether he's being blackmailed into to do it, because it's one of their methods. But that is story for another day. Africans, particularly to the youths, it's time to collate our updates. We need plan for that soft future, Afro style. Thanks for listening. Please share. And as I always insist, please add your thinkings. You are brilliant. You are intelligent. You are unique. You are beautiful. You are exactly as God wanted you to be. Come on, let's enjoy being us, please. Let's gaslight all our beauties in every single way. Food, culture, spirituality, our local science, our knowledge, let's share with the world, please. We are in a new time now. That's their time. The Zionist time has ended. They are fighting a lost battle. It's still a long way. They are still killing people every day as a sign of power. But then God passed everybody. But the good could they call themselves God. And please, let's keep telling our leaders the truth. Nothing but the truth, based on our reality. And I hope they see soonest, or they get consumed. And the consumption that I'm talking about, the consummation I'm talking about, is not about anything there, about, you know, killing, death. But you see, life is a memory. What legend would they have created for themselves? Thanks once again. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Do follow for more, because the time for Africa is now. Thanks once more.